When it comes to Shabbos Shuva, we tend to look at it almost as a break in the Shuva process. There's no Slichos, we're not waking up early, there's no Ashamnus, there's no Avinu Malkinu, almost as if we take a pause, then after Shabbos we'll get back to the routine, and to the Slichos, and to the Ashamnus, and to the Vidoy. But if anything, Shabbos, and specifically Shabbos Shuva, provide us an insight into the feeling of Shabbos, and really the journey and the process of Tshuva. As you mentioned a little over Yontif, there's a beautiful Medrash that tells us that Adam meets Cain. Adam says to Cain, what happened? And Cain says, they did tshuva, a sisi tshuva. And immediately Adam HaRishon almost falls over and he says, oh, kachi kocha shel tshuva. What an amazing power of tshuva, and I didn't know about it. And immediately he composes Mizmar Shir liyom HaShabbos. What does this mean? Explains the Nesivo Shalom. The idea of Shabbos represents us returning to our core, giving us a pause from everything we've been doing and re-anchoring us into what is the most important thing. The Nesivo Shalom explains that Cain's punishment was to wander around. So he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Cain says, but I need something. I need to be able to not feel that I'm always wandering, that I'm not nav and nod all the time. So he asks HaKadosh Baruch Hu for an os and says the Medrash Tanchuma, that os is Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him Shabbos. Because Shabbos represents, as we're wandering and we're doing this, and we're going here, and we're going there, Shabbos it removes all of that. Shabbos anchors us back to who we are. Shabbos is an opportunity to re-engage in tefillah and limud Torah and connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what Shabbos is. And that's what Cain tells Adam. And Adam, when he hears, says, that's the power of tshuva. That's what tshuva is. Tshuva isn't, I'm sorry. Tshuva isn't just, I'll be better. Charata. Yes, there are steps to the tshuva process. But tshuva as a whole is about going back to what is the most important things, to re-anchoring ourselves in relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And when Adam HaRishon hears what happens, he begins to compose this power, this Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos, because that's really Shabbos. Shabbos explains Rav Kook, the tranquility of Shabbos enriches our lives. It's what Rav Kook says is what Shemitah does for the nation as a pause, as a reminder, as an understanding that Hashem runs the world. That's what Shabbos is for the individual. And this is what we do on Shabbos Shuvah. So yes, there isn't going to be Avinu Malkeinu, and there's not going to be a Shamnu, or not waking up early for Slichos. But at the same time, it is our opportunity to have a first Shabbos in between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. This Shabbos that we experience is what Shuva is about. A chance to have more Liman HaTorah. A chance to come together to learn, to have a Shabbos Shuva Drasha, but to realize ultimately that this is what Shabbos is every single week. It is Shuva. Shuva is coming back. So during the week, we're not the nut. We're running around and we're busy. And yes, we're learning. And yes, we're davening. But we're busy. We're running. We're not the nut. But Shabbos brings us back. Shabbos anchors us. And that's the power of tshuva. What we get these 10 days that are so uplifting and so inspirational, we get to do it every single week when we have Shabbos. So as we enter into this Shabbos tshuva, it should be with understanding what we can accomplish on a Shabbos. And just like tshuva propels me forward, that's what a Shabbos does for my week ahead. To understand not just the power of Shabbos and the power of tshuva, but the opportunities that we get every single week.